Custom Jewelers, may I help you?
Yes, hi, good morning. Yes, you can help me, and I hope that you can. My name's Troy Cordell. I'm calling from RDI Diamonds. I'm actually a consultant and specialist here, and I know that in the past we had gave you guys a call, and you told us that you're working with like 3 to 4 other different type of vendors that you guys are using. I'm not trying to get you to get rid of them or anything like that. Actually, I'm supporting you guys utilizing that. And the reason why I'm calling you versus, you know, any other rep is I deal with only VIP companies like yourself. And I have probably about a 98% rate on helping businesses like yourself get at least 10 to 20% increase in sales. So I was hoping that we can do some partnership. I can get you some memos in and show you how a brand name of RDA Diamonds can be pretty much your competitive advantage on changing this market and kind of diverging and us talking about, you know, what's happening in the market, how we can help get that change in your location, and how I can be utilized as a tool to help you get those goals. And if you can hear me out on that, I'm sure it will be definitely rewarding for you guys.
Well, I don't have any issue on hearing you out and things like that, but I'm going to be very honest with you, sir. We are a 700-square-foot store. There's two of us, and we work by appointment only, and we specialize in redoing and remaking and doing custom pieces. So we have very little inventory. In fact, we don't have hardly any inventory. And then also, most of the time, I would say 95% of the time, the diamonds that we are using are our customers. And then if we do, in fact, need some type of a custom engagement ring or something for a new couple, then, you know, that would be when we would reach out. But as far as being able to, you know, put stuff in, we don't even have the display space to put stuff in stock.
Who am I speaking with? With this wonderful voice first.
I'm so sorry. My name is Julie. I'm one of the owners. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Julie.
And like I said, I appreciate it. But you know, we have reached out. If we do need some stones, I do have you, you know, in there as far as doing a memo or a couple of memos as far as if I need to show a stone to somebody and I don't have any, you know, qualms not to do that. I just don't have calls for it.
Gotcha.
I'm going to be down your wheelhouse.
Nope. Actually, you are, I hate to say it, but you're wrong. I have done extraordinary research on you and your company. And if you can listen to my different perspective on how I can help change your store.
I don't want to change?
You want more money?
What
right?
if I'm almost reti- What if I'm almost ready to
retired.
Retire and I don't want to?
Yep, that R word. Yes, yes. So, I know that when people are ready to retire, they want as much money as they can have. But also, you also want to make sure your legacy goes out in the way that it should. I can help you get to that retirement. You get that legacy that you need, your brand name out.
Okay, and how are you propose you're going to do this without sending me goods to put in my store?
I'll show you how. So when the market has changed, what I have utilized is some algorithms and looked at a lot of data for social media. There's been a change in the fields. Right now, kids are, you know, as you notice, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, they got cell phones. And that was even 10, 20 years ago. Now with the creation of all these smartphones, 4K phones, people have Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all that type of stuff on social media, right? And most of these kids are literally doing selfies, taking pictures. They are now asking their parents for jewelry. I'm seeing kids on graduations receiving diamond-studded earrings, pendants, and bracelets, and stuff like that. The old jewelry that has been in inheritance and so forth that you're getting on, you know, getting a different stone or, you know, getting it repaired, people are either melting it down at pawn shops or trading it in because the style is not as custom as they want it to be. So with RDI Diamonds, we are a name brand similar to a high-end brand. So if you're educating your customers on, hey, listen, I got an RDI diamond here that I would love to put in here. Let me showcase this here. This is really the value that you're looking for. That brand name is just like Nike, right? It's just like a Sony TV, or you're buying a Mercedes versus some low-end, you know, car or so forth, or different brand sneaker, right? People are starting to buy name brand, and they want to have that value. So when they're going out, they're traveling.
Okay, so I understand. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be really nice and patient right quick, but I'm understanding that. But I'm also understanding, too, that I have an in with you, and if I need to sell a diamond, I can call, and I am intelligent enough myself to tell them that it's an RDI diamond and that I can sell that value just like I can any other, you know, any other thing that's that. But what I'm saying, you know, on the risk of, again, being short, I'm not interested.
Well, here's another
okay,
for
now,
you.
I have a customer.
I get you, Julie. I got a trade up.
Okay, well, I have a customer that walked in, so apparently you don't.
Can I send you my information, and then we can probably touch base after you review it, and maybe another call next week?
You can send it to me, but I'm not going to do it immediately. It'll be
I understand.
Next week or so.
I want to work with
you. Can I go now?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.